Podcast Network Asia.
First MetroSec is providing this podcast as a general market commentary. Reference to any specific security, product, or entity do not constitute as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments or to participate in any particular trading strategy. The statements, comments, views, or opinions expressed by the hosts are subject to change without notice, and First MetroSec is under no obligation to update, amend, change, or correct any of the statements, comments, views, or opinions expressed. The statements, comments, views, and opinions expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the view of First MetroSec. First MetroSec disclaims any liability arising from reliance on or reference to any information obtained in this podcast.
You are listening to First Metro Securities Philippine Stock Market Weekly Podcast, where we feature timely and relevant discussions on the Philippine stock market and the economy in the hope of providing you investing and trading guidance. Here's your host.
Good day, everyone. Thank you for tuning in this podcast. This is JP Villanes, a proud market educator at First Metro Securities and the Business Development Section Head for Mindanao. I'm thrilled and it's a pleasure to be your host in this podcast. Our primary mission at First Metro Securities is to equip our clients and the general public with essential investment knowledge, empowering you to make informed financial decisions. As a stock brokerage firm that educates, our mission is to simplify financial concepts so you can easily understand investing, especially for those who are still starting their journey. Whether you're a seasoned trader or just starting your investment journey, this episode is packed with actionable strategies and invaluable insights to help you navigate the market with confidence. Joining us today as our esteemed guide is the one and only Mr. Aaron Tsai, a seasoned market consultant of First MetroSec, who brings a wealth of experience and knowledge on how to become a guided investor and a fearless trader. With a degree in Applied Economics and Accountancy from De La Salle University, Manila, Aaron has spent over a decade trading in the U.S. and Philippine stock markets, including a previous role as an economist at the Banco Central ng Pilipinas. Now, at the age of 29, Aaron decided to retire from corporate life and pursue his passion by founding his own investment advisory firm, Rhyme & Reason Investment Research and Management. In addition to his consultancy work, he is a highly respected educator, delivering lessons at the Philippine Stock Exchange and frequently appearing as a resource speaker on major news channels such as ANC and Bloomberg or One News. As a testament to his experience, Aaron holds 3 highly sought-after certifications, including Chartered Market Technician, Certified Public Accountant, and Certified Internal Auditor. He is here to share his wisdom to help you unlock the secrets of fundamental analysis and technical analysis, and ultimately, building your own personalized trading system. So buckle up, get your notepads ready, and let's embark on this journey to become informed and empowered investors together. Hello, Sir Aaron. How are you doing these days?
Hi, JP. Thank you for having me here. I'm good.
Happy to hear that, Sir Aaron, and thank you for taking the time for this podcast. Now, let's start things off. I'm curious, when did you discover investing?
I grew up with a fairly good appreciation on finances, no? Thanks to my tatay, bata pa kami, conscious na kami, both sa paggastos at sa pag-save. So, my first investing experience is actually, lalo na yung mga panahon na yun, no? talagang time deposit, no? So, yung natipid namin sa baon namin, yung mga nakukuha namin na cash gifts sa Christmas, we always had trips to the bank come early January, no, to add dun sa mga time deposit accounts namin. But as far as the stock market investing is concerned, I think I started in stock market investing in the stock market when I was 4th year yata in the university, no. So first introduction ko to stock market is actually technical analysis, no, when I attended a seminar about it.
All right, thank you. Happy that you shared that, Sir Aaron. No, so just to share for myself as well, one of the first formal education that I actually attended was Sir Aaron's seminar here in Davao City, no, where he conducted the Guided Investor Fearless Trader. So it's nice to hear, Sir Aaron, that you started quite early. So it's quite lucky that you were able to do so. Now, looking back, Sir Aaron, what were the investment mistakes that you experienced as a beginner?
Well, madami, no? Well, the usuals, no? Buying the hyped up stocks, well, buying the flavor of the month, di ba, no? Yung mga, those that everybody's talking about, no? Tapos pagbili mo, bagsak. And syempre, yung ano, yung common, yung risking more than you should, no? Hindi naman ako nag-all in, pero still, the usual tendency is to buy a lot, no? Kahit hindi na dapat.
I agree, Sir Aaron. And kahit ako, when I was starting, no, I did some of those things that you mentioned as well, no. And I'm happy that along the way I learned a lot of stuff. And now, no, I'm more experienced already. Now, on your end, Sir Aaron, no, with your years of experience trading the market, how do you approach picking stocks right now?
Well, madalas fundamental signals muna, no? Especially kung may story, no? Tapos pag tinignan mo yung valuation niya, attractive yung valuation, and then I look at the charts. So better if all those point to the same direction. Pero minsan may exposures din ako na purely price action, so based on technical analysis, charts talaga yung main basis, no? And usually based on the teachings of the Elliott Wave principles.
Nice. No? So I'm happy to know, sir, that you employ different strategies. No? So I think that's the merit of having many, many weapons, no, or in our arsenal, or many techniques. No? So it's very important that we continuously learn, no, how to properly trade the market and grow along as well yung profits natin, the more knowledge that we have. No? As they say nga, no, parang we should learn first before we can actually earn. Now, talking about fundamentals, Sir Aaron, no? So we know that when it comes to investing in stocks, there are actually two ways to earn. No? That is, first is through price appreciation, and the second is through dividends. Now, for those, sir, who value dividends, no, yun muna yung titingnan natin, what should they look at when analyzing a company if they value dividends?
Well, for dividend investors, I think ang mahalaga is to have that confidence, no, that the company could and would continue to give out dividends in the future. So, syempre, una dyan, earnings, no, dapat malaki, no, para may excess earnings sila that can be made available to distribute as dividends to the stockholders. Then, quality of earnings, no, preferably cash flow generators, dapat talaga sila. And of course, higher ang probability na magbigay ng dividends ang company if they have a policy, no? So we call it the dividend policy kasi yan yung board-approved promise nila eh, na magbibigay talaga sila ng dividendo. And syempre, yung actual historical track record nila, no? Magbibigay ng dividends in the past.
All right. So thank you for that, Sir Aaron. No? So especially, no, when you talk about dividends, sometimes it's not really just the yield. Na more so for income investors or dividend growth investors, we would like to have those dividends, not just high dividend yield, but of course the continuity that they'll be able to provide those dividends over our investment horizon. Now, when you talk about companies, no, when you analyze them, syempre we'd like to invest in companies that are good businesses. But maybe you can share, Sir Aaron, no, to our listeners in this podcast. What are the questions should investors ask, no, so that they can spot not only good businesses, but actually excellent businesses?
Well, syempre, unang-una dyan talaga, profitability, no? Gusto na rin malaman kung kumikita ba talaga yung kumpanya na yun. So, we want to know if they are earning. We want to understand, no, how they are earning. We want to know if there are rooms for growth, no? How sustainable that growth story is. And of course, the possibility of the company giving out dividends. So, next is siguro balance sheet, no? Dapat maraming pera, dapat maraming assets. Mas maganda kung walang utang or wala masyadong utang, or kung may utang man, dapat may pambayad sila, no? And last, but I think most important, I think is management. So dapat tignan natin lagi yung management kasi sila talaga yung nagdidirect sa company eh. So you want honest, no, mababait, and magagaling na management. So although you consider, no, to come up with an estimate of the fair value of the business.
All right. Thank you for sharing that very concise answer, Sir Aaron. So I think as an investor, it's really important that we are able to spot excellent businesses. More so, we are investing in stocks for their growth potential. Now, moving beyond, sir, no, moving beyond picking excellent companies, the next question is, if we want to earn from capital appreciation, how can investors identify yung mga undervalued na businesses?
When we talk about valuation, our focus is really how the investor can benefit from the company's future. So forward-looking talaga siya, no? So, pero syempre, the probability of the company realizing their plans for the future can be greatly improved kung nakita na natin sa operations nila, sa galing ng management nila, sa mga past nila, no, na kaya nila talagang gawin yung mga plans na yun. They deliver on their promises, especially if they have already been in that business and their balance sheet, no, can support their future plans. So kung maganda yung plano nila, magaling yung management, may pera para gawin yung mga gusto nilang gawin, among others, then pag inestimate mo yung value ng future plans na yun, tapos pag kinumpare mo sa current market price yung value na yun, mas mataas yung value compared to stock price, then that is what we call an undervalued business.
I agree, Sir Aaron. Again, it's not just about buying good companies or excellent companies. Of course, hopefully we can buy those companies at a very lower value than what its future worth is, kumbaga. So hopefully, of course, we're going to be able to take advantage of capital appreciation if we are able to buy stocks na undervalued with a good margin of safety. Now, we've been looking at the positive side, Sir Aaron, no, for the past few questions. Now, I think it's also important na we know how to spot excellent businesses. But maybe from your experience, Sir Aaron, what are the common red flags that might indicate trouble, no? Or despite, no, kasi may ibang companies dyan na parang they are trading at low valuations because their stock price is quite attractive. Pero what are the red flags that investors should look out for?
I think first of the many, syempre, is balance sheet, no? So pag wala masyadong assets, tapos ang daming utang, no, red flag na yan, no? Kasi wala silang pera or wala masyadong pera to operate or to grow the business. So parang matter of time na lang before they would experience economic hardships, no? So nakikita na natin yan sa ilang companies recently. Talagang wala masyadong laman yung balance sheet nila, no? Tapos very debt-ridden pa sila. And now, the market is actually punishing them for not being able to deliver on their promises, no? Especially sa mga creditors nila and the stockholders. Next, of course, pag masyadong sikat ang management. Pag masyadong sikat ang management about all things except their proven track record, no, sa pag-grow and pag-protect ng moat ng mga business. So, we already saw that in recent years, sobrang sikat ng management, tapos gumawa lang ng kalokohan, delisted yung stock. So, syempre, ayaw natin yun.
Thank you for sharing that, Sir Aaron. I think those snippets, no, can be of great value talaga, no, to inform our investors that we should always look at some points, no, that are critical, especially if we're going to invest in that stock over the long term. We should be aware of the red flags that you shared. Now, let's say, Sir Aaron, no, what if yung investor, nakakita na siya ng isang undervalued na business, tapos based sa initial na screening niya, parang wala namang red flags that would worry him. Now, when they are able to find an undervalued business, ibig ba sabihin ng Sir Aaron, bibilhin na nila? Should they buy it already?
Well, if they are value investors, no, if they identify themselves as value investors, and if the upside dun sa tinitingnan nila ng stock satisfies their required return already, say kung ang required return nila is dapat 30% ang upside ko, yung kikitain ko sa stock na to, for them to be willing to risk their money. Tapos yung stock na nakita nila, potential upside is more than 30% na. Well, I think pwede na sila bumili, no? But as we know, the market can still go lower, no, even if the price already presents a value opportunity. So, kung may way naman malaman kung kailan malamang sa malamang hindi na babagsak ang presyo, or better yet, kung paikot na siya, no, paakyat, then that could help us manage the risk of investing into some value stocks. Pero so, value stocks na, pero sobrang pababa pa din yung presyo. So, again, the answer is pwede. No? Pwede ha? Pwede na bumili pag na-meet na yung possible upside based on the fair value and the current price, yung required return ng investor. But if we can hold on to it, no, if we can hold on to it, mahaba ang pisi, no, lalo na kung may pera pa na pandagdag, so sakaling bumagsak man yung presyo, pwede na bumilin, no? Otherwise, to manage the downside risk, baka mas maganda antayin muna yung signal ng market na baka tapos na yung pagbagsak ng presyo.
I agree, Sir Aaron. Now, you've been mentioning about signals na binibili na siya. I think you're referring to the demand for that stock already is already present or it's showing already. Now, I think that segues us to the topic of technical analysis. When you apply those, Sir Aaron, ano ba yung ano nyo? Mental framework when you apply those techniques?
Well, una sa technical analysis, syempre ang una dyan yung trend. No? So we have to identify the trend. Very important. Half the battle won na yan, no, if we are able to identify the trend properly. So we just have to trade in the direction of that trend, no? Then we know, then we should know where to buy or sell. So dun na yung mga narinig natin na support or resistance levels. And then you identify the risk, the upside, no? And then you let it go to your system. So pag pasado sa system mo, then you buy. Pag hindi, maybe watch list muna, no, until they give better signal.
All right. Now, thank you for sharing that, sir. And I hope, no, even with that very simple na framework, I think those covers the basics of your trading plan or when you apply your technical analysis. Now, siguro for the listeners out there na medyo na-try na yung technical analysis, maybe they already have their existing system. Some of them, it ranges from very simple to those na medyo complex na, na talaga na tools, no, that they employ maybe multiple indicators. From your experience, Sir Aaron, no, kailangan ba ng investors to master yung mga complex technical analysis tools or is a simple one or simple strategy worth to consider already?
Well, may pros and cons, no? Sa akin, definitely, if they have the capacity to learn more and or if they want to have more in their arsenals, no, when they face the market, then by all means, no, so I would recommend, no, to learn more about technical analysis, no, not parang staying on the basic concepts of it. Pero kung sa ang tanong is kung kailangan ba talaga, sa tingin ko hindi naman, no. Again, sa akin proper trend identification lang, no, we can already make money in the market, no, basta ma-identify mo yung trend, you know what to do na, you alam mo na yung bias mo, either to buy or to sell, no. Tapos you have the discipline to buy at support levels and have the discipline din to take profits pag nasa resistance ka, I think okay na yun.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Sir Aaron. So it's actually really of how do you apply the current knowledge that you have to your own trading system. Now, you've been mentioning about creating a trading plan, knowing where to buy and where to take profit. Of course, I think it also warrants to also add there where we should cut our losses. Lalo na pag we are trading over the short term, we have to understand that we only have a limited capital, no? And we want to make the most out of that capital. So there's a need to really employ risk management techniques on our strategies. Now, from your perspective, Sir Aaron, how do you integrate the risk management principles into your trading system?
Risk management is at the core of the trading system. So everything we do, from deciding which market to trade, to picking stocks, to buying, to managing open positions, sa lahat ng yan, may risk management element. So you only trade what you know. You only buy good companies that are not expensive. Maganda kung may magaling na management, no? You only buy stocks that have given you signals, no, that your system requires, and you buy or sell based on what your system tells you. So again, lahat yun, every step of the way from choosing the asset to guide you in which stocks to buy, ano mga companies ang maganda, tapos ano yung mga magandang charts, saan mo bibili na presyo sa kalalabas, lahat yun may elements of risk management dapat.
Yeah, nice to know that, Sir Aaron. No? And I think as not necessarily just traders, no, but investors in general, we acknowledge that when we invest in, let's say, stocks, no, it's inherent na we are taking on risk, no? Kaya tawag sa kanila are risk assets. And our role na lang po as investors or traders is to manage that risk. Kasi inherent na yun eh. So the only way for us to be able to make the most of our investment is to manage that risk. And that's where risk management comes in, wherein you're able to identify your risk to reward ratio whenever you enter your trades, like yung profits mo ba is mas malaki ba yung expectation mo than where you would cut your losses. So that's really important. No? And when they are trying to build that trading system, Sir Aaron, no? I think one of the things that has been very important is to backtest, no, whatever trading strategy or trading system that we apply. No? So can you explain, Sir Aaron, no, yung importance ng pag backtest and pag paper trade before we deploy that with our real capital?
Oh yes, well, backtesting is very important, and paper trading can actually help you test a system. But paper trading, we use it to parang walk forward down testing ang tawag namin. Backtesting is really using yung historical, no, yung historical price action to see kung yung system or yung signals na ini-intend mong gamitin moving forward would actually work in the market, no? So very, very important, no? We do testing again so that we know if yung mga signals na gagamitin natin, yung mga scenarios na hahanapin natin sa market, no, kapag nangyari yung mga scenarios na yun, kapag nag-transact tayo, for example, we buy based on that signal, more probable ba siya na kumita, no? Or mas malamang sa malamang, if you apply to historical prices, mas malamang sa malamang mas nalalugi sila. So definitely, yung backtesting, while the market can do differently, no? While the market can perform or act differently moving forward, if we test our system, our signals, and apply it to historical data from different time frames, from on different stocks, no, then maybe if we can find a robust system from that, then that can greatly help us in deploying our system.
All right. Thank you for sharing your insights on that, Sir Aaron. Now, for the past few questions na yung na-discuss natin, Sir Aaron, parang we were talking about first about fundamental analysis, tapos next we talk naman about technical analysis. Now, in your opinion, Sir Aaron, no, how do you think can technical analysis be used effectively, no, alongside with fundamental analysis para maging comprehensive naman yung approach ng isang investor?
Well, again, kanya-kanya kasi sila ng purpose, no. Yung fundamental analysis can tell investors what companies are profitable, financially stable, if they are run by good management, and if they are trading at a non-expensive price, no, relative to its value. Si technical analysis naman can inform the investor about the sentiment of the market towards a stock. Kasi, syempre, as investor or traders, gusto natin tumataas yung presyo ng mga hawak natin or yung mga bibilhin natin. So, definitely, baseline mo dyan, dapat maayos yung kumpanya. Dapat maayos yung kumpanya. But technical analysis, it helps if the market is bullish, no, about the stocks in your portfolio. Kasi only when the market is bullish about those stocks can you expect people to buy it up. And again, lagi natin sinasabi, yung pag-buy up lang ng market yung nakakapagpataas ng presyo. So we really need that signal that the market is already feeling good enough about these stocks that they are willing to buy it up para maging highly probable, no, yung pag-akit ng presyo moving forward.
Yeah, so thank you for sharing that, Sir Aaron. And I also agree with that mindset. So kumbaga, parang it's nice if we can find excellent businesses tapos hopefully we are able to buy it at a relatively cheap price, no? When you look at its fundamentals, and hopefully that stock is already in demand so that we can earn from capital appreciation should demand continue to improve on that specific stock. Now, Sir Aaron, for those naman, for listeners natin right now na parang gusto nilang matuto more about the things we have discussed this in this podcast, now, what resources or maybe mga seminars would you recommend to individuals na gusto nilang matuto further from this podcast?
Actually, madami, no? Ang problema natin actually ngayon is sa dami ng resources na available sa atin. Pero, dami sa internet, no? Sa First MetroSec website, sobrang dami din sa mga seminars natin, madami pa, no? And mas updated, no? As we update our materials din naman for para maging mas, to keep abreast, no? Doon sa mga developments sa market. Iba-ibang resources, depende sa gusto mong matutunan, no? Just make sure lang that the level of content ng mga resources na tinitingnan nyo is match doon sa gusto nyo matutunan. Kasi otherwise, kung halimbawa sobrang basic pero ang gusto nyo is actual how-tos, or kung sobrang advanced naman pero gusto nyo basic overview lang, so hindi magiging effective. So as far as mga learning programs natin dito sa First MetroSec, yung mga bago pa, they can attend our Stock Market 101, no? Or yung basic educational stock training, or yung BEST na tatawag natin, no? BEST. Yung mga specific methods na, or gusto matutunan yung mga specific methods on stock picking, may options sila to attend our Guided Investor and Fearless Trader, or we call it the Gift Learning Series at First MetroSec.
Yeah, so for those of you guys listening into this podcast, if you'd like to learn, no, from our market education na mga webinars or seminars, feel free to follow and like our Facebook page. You will be updated on our upcoming sessions. But yun, every month we have a series of webinars. You'll usually know about it a week before the succeeding month. And we will also post the specific events, no, every time, a couple of days before the actual event. So if you'd like to check that out, go to our Facebook page and register to topics that is of interest to you. As nabanggit nga ni Sir Aaron, no, hanap tayo ng mga resources that is fit to our respective na mga capacities, no? And from beginner man yan to intermediate to advanced, no, we really have learning programs that you can attend, and hopefully you'll find value in them so that you become a guided investor and fearless trader. Now, to cap off this podcast, Sir Aaron, in a nutshell, what is the most valuable piece of advice that you can give to an investor or a trader so that they can be a guided investor and a fearless trader?
Well, syempre, una-una dyan, you have to learn the method. You have to learn the method. Very important din, you have to make sure that you have the right psychology, no? And of course, embrace the possibility of losses. So, ganun talaga, part of the game. And always, always, always manage your risk.
And with that, thank you for that, Sir Aaron. And there we have it for this podcast episode. So thank you so much, Sir Aaron, for giving us your time to share your knowledge and wisdom about this topic. And it's very nice to have these opportunities na parang with all your years and experience and all your mistakes and successes before, you are able to share snippets of that through this webinar podcast. Now, once again, on behalf of First Metro Securities Brokerage Corporation, it's truly time well spent. Thank you also to everyone who listened to this podcast. Now, Sir Aaron, we'd like to say some final words to our attendees or our listeners.
Yeah, thank you very much, JP, again, for this opportunity. For our listeners, I do hope, no, that you've learned something useful from this podcast. And I wish you luck in your trading. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Sir Aaron. And we hope to see you again in our future events and webinar sessions, because over here at First Metro Securities, we put your future first. Have a good day and keep safe, everyone.
Thanks for listening to First Metro Securities Philippine Stock Market Weekly Podcast. Don't forget to follow us to get first dibs on our new episodes. For more up-to-date market news and info, exclusive content, and the opportunity to connect with your fellow Filipino investors and traders, join facebook.com/groups/FirstMetroSec and be part of the First MetroSec family.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.